underwater archaeology. Shipwreck. 1,000-year-old Arab ship found under shrimp farm in Samut Sakhon. The 1,000-year-old ship is now buried deep under the mud of a shrimp farm in Samut Sakhon. The vessel, 25 meters long, transported a variety of goods to coastal cities around Asia before it sank here during the Dvaravati period during the 6th to 11th centuries. Now it's a valuable archaeological find and probably the oldest ship ever unearthed in Thailand. This ship is in the most complete condition I have ever seen. It had three sails intact and would have been almost ready to sail again, famous underwater archaeologist Uprem Vacharankun noted. On September 16th of last year, the Fine Arts Department in Ratchaburi was told of an old ship found underneath a shrimp farm located about 8 kilometers from the sea. The archaeological excavation of the ship began in December last year and is still underway and is now about 10% completed. Named Panomsuren after the landowners, the ship was covered in muddy soil with one of its sides facing down. The bow and stern were lying south to north. Only its west gunwale was above the ground. Its wooden gunwales were enforced and stitched with rope, but the wooden structure and ropes were rotten. Found in the middle section of the ship was a 17.65 meter long rectangular wooden piece believed to be a part of the keel. A 17.37 meter long wooden pole believed to be one of the ship's masts was found on the west side. A special feature of this ship is its wooden components stitched with rope. Each of these ropes has a brown, smaller rope inside to ensure durability. The ship is similar in appearance to ancient Arab ships. Many artifacts were discovered inside the ship. Most of them are earthenware and stoneware, both unglazed from domestic kilns and glazed from China, along with some other kinds of unknown places. The rest consists of coconut fruits, toddy palms, hundreds of betel nuts, rice, halved coconut shells, wood resin, a horn, fish bones, animal bones, and plant seeds. The black ropes found in the ship are still in amazingly good condition. Some of the earthenware pieces have never been found anywhere in Thailand, being oval-shaped containers with a pointed bottom. Comparison studies found they are similar to amphoras usually found in Europe, the Middle East, and India. The amphoras are coated with black resin on the inside with thick brown stains. The archaeologists think that the resin was used to prevent leakage or perhaps even the goods the ship was transporting. A fragment of one of the amphoras and that of a Chinese earthenware pot have ancient lettering inscribed on them, which are now being studied and translated. In addition, several pieces of Chinese-style stoneware dating to the Tang Dynasty, 8th to 9th centuries, were found in the ship. One of them contained betel nuts. Several other kinds of earthenware were also found, such as Dvaravati-style pots with thick rims, which were probably used as kitchenware on the ship or destined for export. The gunwales of this ship were stitched with ropes like those of ancient Arab ships. It is estimated that the ship dates to the 8th or 9th century and is crucial to the study of shipping in this region. The team is waiting for the results of undergoing scientific tests in the United States to find out whether this ship is as old as the 8th to 9th centuries. During that time, trade between Dvaravati cities in the present-day central region of Thailand flourished and was linked to other Dvaravati cities in this region. This ship is probably an important piece of evidence to confirm these cities' trade with Arab cities and China. Experts believe the area where the ship was found might have been a canal or a shoreline amid a mangrove forest reachable from the sea. This waterway led to other Dvaravati cities, and the nearest city was Nakhonpattom, about 30 kilometers away. From Nakhonpattom, boats could probably have traveled further to some other cities like Kubua. This ship is the first dhow ever found in Thailand. The dhow is an Arab ship made of wood stitched with ropes. Although a similar ship was found at the Kuen Thani shipwreck site in Kantang District, Trong Province, it has yet to be excavated and studied. They drank wine because amphoras were found, and they used earthenware from China and Europe. This reflects a combination of Asian and European culture.